Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning, I'll tell you where you could see some traffic headaches on 440 this morning.
And yes, once again, our heat index is going to be in the triple digits, but we see a nice big change over the weekend. I'll show you what a cold front will do for us.
We're live outside the Pfizer plant this morning, where the CEO of the company is expected to visit later today. Coming up, I'll explain what's next for the thousands of employees who are waking up this morning without a place to work.
And you have another chance to become really, really rich tonight with Mega Millions jackpot topping $700 million. Ooh. Not a billion, but you know what? 700 million, not too shabby at all. Yeah, that's what we call walk-away money, where you could quit your job, right? And you'd be set for life. We're here to get you set for the day. Welcome to your Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith, in for Jeff Hogan. And we're winning with what we get this weekend in terms of turning down the gauge on that muggy meter. Looking forward to that. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the W.O. Severe Weather Center.
It looks beautiful here in downtown Raleigh. This is a live look across the legislative building. Clear skies for us, 75 degrees the temperature, and our dew point sitting at 70. So it's a warm and sticky start this morning. You open the door and you can kind of feel it. The air greets you when you open the door. We do have a cold front that comes through today, and there's a small chance of rain with that, just a 20% chance. What this front is going to do for us is change our air mass. It's going to drop our humidity and just make it more comfortable for tomorrow. It doesn't make it a lot cooler, but it takes our heat index from around 100 to closer to 90. Right now it's 76 in Fayetteville, 74 Goldsboro, 74 in South Hill. We take a look at our temperatures for today. We climbed to 90 at lunchtime with a high of 93 this afternoon. Coming up, of course, we'll talk about our chance for a few scattered thunderstorms this weekend.
It is 6:01 right now. We're following breaking news in Raleigh. A crash at Wake Forest Road at 440, causing some problems that could last on into the morning commute. Let's check in with Michael Grace live at the scene this morning there. And Michael, they do have some lanes blocked on Wake Forest Road right now.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. If you're coming off the ramp, you won't be able to go straight. I'm going to step out of the frame, and you can see some of these traffic lights laying right here. Now, what we know so far is a car was actually going southbound on Wake Forest Road, tried to go around a semi, lost control, and then hit a pole head-on. Now, no serious injuries. That driver is taken into custody, suspicion of impairment. But as you mentioned, this shutdown could last several hours this morning. So if it is part of your daily commute, take that into account. You don't want to be rushing this Friday morning. So keep that in mind for sure, Brian.
All right, Michael, thanks for that live update. Let's talk about an alternate route to avoid all of this. Consider if you're northbound on Wake Forest Road to make a left at Six Forks Road and then head on out to 440 and pick up the westbound side from there. That's going to be a better option for you this morning. Capitol Boulevard also might be a choice. Let's take a look around the rest of the triangle right now. Our map is pretty clear with no other crashes showing up and no slowdowns on major routes.
Breaking news right now, a teenager is in the hospital after a shooting in Durham. Police just confirmed before 5:30 this morning the girl was shot on House Avenue. She was found around 8:45 last night. Investigators say the teen is expected to survive. We're working to find out the status of this investigation.
Today, Pfizer CEO will tour the damage at its production plant in Rocky Mount caused by an EF3 tornado. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is outside the plant this morning. And Kelsey, we're hoping to get an update on what needs to be done to get the plant back open.
Yes, we are hoping for that update, and I've actually seen dozens of bucket trucks headed inside of the facility this morning to try to work on cleaning up all of the damage. And that CEO is going to be coming to assess the damage that has left thousands of people waking up this morning without a job to go to. Sky 5 flew over the facility on Wednesday after the tornado. You can see how the roof was crushed and the building was splintered. 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed during the storm. The plant is closed until further notice. WRAL spoke with Nash County Representative Alan Chesser when he stopped by the building yesterday.
With the nature of what they do as a business, there's controlled substances in that building, so we have to make sure that everything's accounted for. That's going to take time.
And that's time that some people may not be able to afford. What's the next step for getting employees back to work? Well, Pfizer did not respond to our question when we asked whether their employees would get paid during the shutdown, but the company did release a statement saying that they would give us an update at some point later this afternoon. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Rocky Mount.
Well, speaking of Rocky Mount, the Chamber of Commerce today organizing a relief fund for the victims of that tornado. The Chamber's president and CEO, David Ferris, telling WREL he's working with the United Way to set up what the group is calling the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. 100% of the money raised for this fund will go to people who have lost property because of the tornado. Details are still being worked out, but Ferris says once donations start rolling in, the group will begin distributing the funds.
We are hearing more stories of survival from more people who are caught in the tornado. That includes people who watched golfers ride out the storm at Belmont Lakes Golf Course in Rocky Mount. Greg Hampton says he saw 15 golfers get caught on the course when the tornado came through. Some of those players used their golf carts as shelter, and others took cover in a bunker.
And there's nothing really to do, so you just had to hunt ground, and that's what everybody did.
12 homes in that community were seriously damaged. Two people got away with scrapes and bruises. Volunteers with the American Red Cross have been surveying the damage and giving support to people who need it.
Well, in less than 10 minutes, more stories of survival, including a mom who ran barefoot through traffic to make sure her son was safe. And this reminder, be sure you have the WREL weather app on your phone. This is the best way to make sure you get the alerts on your area when severe weather hits.
A funeral is planned today for a five-year-old girl killed in a shooting earlier this month in Durham. Services for Chloe Fennell will take place at Emmanuel Temple Seventh-day Adventist Church in Durham. She was shot and killed on July 5th. Her mother's first cousin, Brian Luster, faces several charges, including first-degree murder. 15-year-old Destiny Sidberry tried to shield Chloe with her own body when the shooting started. She was also shot and is still recovering. Chloe's funeral starts at 2 p.m.
You know, the summer heat is putting a strain on us and our AC units. Local service companies say they're seeing more and more calls from people who need help keeping cool. HVAC companies say it's important to remain patient if you need a service call. Now, we talked with Michael and Son, whose technicians are making 50 to 60 home visits a day. Not only is that stretching the company's workforce thin, but supply chain issues are also forcing some repairs to take a bit longer than usual.
Now, I think we're a little bit more accustomed to it than we have been in years past. But we are seeing where, especially on some specialty order parts, we could be a week or more out on those. So we ask our customers to be as patient as possible.
Well, Michael and Son says you can avoid many problems by getting scheduled maintenance work done twice a year, once before the summer and once before the winter.
So you didn't win the $1 billion Powerball, but you do have another chance to become really, really rich tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot is worth $720 million. That is the fifth highest it has ever been. You can watch tonight's drawing live on WREL right before our 11 p.m. news.
Well, the Women's World Cup action already underway. You can catch all the action on Fox 50. The U.S. Women's National Team will play its first match of the tournament tonight. This is a video of them training as they got ready for that game in New Zealand. Now, coverage of their match against Vietnam starts tonight at 8:45. You can catch all the action again on Fox 50, your home for the Women's World Cup. And you can cheer them on tonight at a watch party hosted by the NC Courage in Raleigh. It's happening at 9 tonight at the Carolina Ale House on Skyland Ridge Parkway. That's in Briar Creek. Now, if you plan on going, we're going to say get there about 90 minutes early, get a good seat, order some food. The team will be hosting more watch parties throughout the tournament.
North Carolina could be moving closer to allowing the construction of more casinos. State House and Senate leaders are considering a proposal that would allow them to be built in Nash, Anson, and Rockingham counties. A fourth casino could be added in the eastern region of the state to be run by the Lumbee Tribe. The casinos would be part of entertainment districts that will also include hotels, bars, and restaurants. The counties were chosen after an economic impact study. The deal would also legalize what are called video lottery terminals. These terminals would be similar to video poker or fish tables, but they would be run by the State Lottery Commission. The state would license the machines and get a cut of the revenue. Machines that are not licensed will be confiscated.
We're coming up on 610. Let me tell you something. If you think summer's hot now, you're not going to be excited about NASA's prediction for next year's temperatures. Up next, what the agency says will cause a major heat wave in 2024.
And tonight is the night. Lionel Messi will make his U.S. debut in Miami. Up next, how much people are paying to have a seat to this highly anticipated game.
And if you're taking your kids out for soccer, maybe wait till tomorrow. We'll see. I have 93 this afternoon. And of course, our heat index will be in the triple digits. But a cold front comes through, drops our temperature and our humidity. I'll show you what it will feel like this weekend coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a beautiful start this morning. It is warm and sticky, but the sunrises are gorgeous. Just a few clouds here in Wilson. I can see this beautiful glow here in downtown Durham, and just a couple of clouds here in Fayetteville making for some pretty colors. Our temperatures this morning are mostly in the mid-70s, so it is a warm and sticky start this morning. Our temperatures will climb up to the low to mid-90s with the heat index in the triple digits. So it's another one of those days if you're going to be out exercising, especially something strenuous, you want to do it as early as you can. We'll hit 90 by lunchtime. You know, even if you wait until after work, our temperature is still going to be close to 90. Or, I don't normally say this, but just put it off till tomorrow. It's going to feel so much more comfortable. I'll show you the timeline for a front that comes through today and how much better it will feel with our heat index tomorrow. Brian?
6:13, we're still following that breaking news in Raleigh with an earlier crash at Wake Forest Road at the 440 interchange. Live pictures from the scene show where they have some lanes blocked off there. They have some utility work to do to get everything repaired, and it looks like some of those lanes are going to be blocked through the rest of the morning commute. This is especially affecting traffic coming off the ramp from 440 westbound onto Wake Forest Road and on northbound Wake Forest trying to turn onto 440 westbound. Best idea is just to avoid that altogether. Consider using Capitol Boulevard or Six Forks Road as good alternate routes. Just getting reports of another crash in Raleigh, this one with injuries on the east side of Raleigh, New Hope Road at Daly Road, which is not too far from Trawick Road. We are seeing some delays building right now on New Hope. Ken?
Brian, thanks. Well, in Nash County, new videos are giving us some perspective on just how powerful that tornado was. A man recorded the moment the twister hit the family's home, ripping it apart and leaving other homes nearby level. Well, the man who posted this video to Facebook says he made it out okay.
Dozens of children hunkered down at a daycare near the Pfizer plant in Nash County as the tornado was coming through. We are happy to say every child at St. Stephen's Loving Daycare is okay. They all sheltered in place. One mom told WRAL she ran barefoot through traffic to get to her son during the chaos.
My heart dropped. I got in the car, but I couldn't make it down here. The traffic was all the way down the road. And then I saw ambulance rushing and police officers rushing.
She said she was on her lunch break when this happened and left her car parked in the road as she ran through traffic to be reunited with her son.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, more transparency when it comes to artificial intelligence. The White House just announcing this morning that seven companies have agreed to take steps that include security, transparency with the public, and also testing of their products before debuting them to the public. These companies include Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft. Officials say President Biden will eventually sign an executive order with more strongly regulating AI. The companies also agreed to hire independent experts to probe their systems for any vulnerabilities and to share information that they discover with each other.
Well, not what people want to hear, but prepare for an uncomfortable night in Smithfield Sunday. Some people won't have air conditioning for several hours. Well, this is because there's a problem with the Duke Energy substation where rotten wood needs to be replaced. The repairs require shutting down power for many people who live just north of the downtown. And that includes Johnson Memorial Hospital, but we should know that the hospital does have power generators to keep operations going. The town's director of utilities says the work is needed.
and they're in need of repair, and they didn't want to wait until October. Normally, we like to do these things March and October because of the temperate nature of the, but they said they couldn't wait.
Well, he adds, although the repairs are scheduled to take about 5 hours starting midnight, crews hope to have that work done a lot sooner.
From concerts and shows to the new Barbie movie, I'm dressed for it. There are a lot of great things to do and see this weekend. Got my pink on.
Yeah, and you've got your own Ken.
It's
a look at your
best
for WRL's Out and About. Wear something pink and head to Durham tomorrow to celebrate the release of Barbie. There will be a free party for all ages from 1:30 to 5:30 at Freeman's Creative. There will be friendship bracelets, cotton candy, and more Barbie-themed fun. Admission is free.
You are the original Ken.
That's
Ken.
Right.
Singer Louis Tomlinson will perform in Raleigh tonight. The former member of One Direction will bring his Faith in the Future tour to Red Hat Amphitheater. Tickets are still available.
And tomorrow, the Summer Heyday Market will celebrate retro and modern games outside of Heyday Brewery in Raleigh. There will be 25 vendors and a whole lot more going on. Admission is free. To find out more about these events and others, just go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
Soccer great Lionel Messi will make his U.S. debut tonight, and ticket sales are through the roof. Messi will play for Inter Miami CF as the team hosts a match in the League's Cup. Tickets are selling for as much as $110,000, according to ticket reselling website Vivid Seats. There are cheaper options, of course. The average price, still $487. That is twice as much as the team's match last year against FC Barcelona.
Well, if you think it's hot now, and we all can agree it is, NASA says get ready for next year. The space agency issued a warning Thursday that says next year will probably be even warmer. That's because we haven't really felt the impact of El Niño yet. Instead, what we're experiencing right now is a result of climate change NASA says has been caused by burning fossil fuels. So next year, as that continues and the natural El Niño weather cycle starts to impact things, the mercury will rise even higher. That's not what we want to hear. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center because, yeah, it is hot right now.
It has been such an interesting summer for us. You know, we had a really mild, sort of cool spring, and that lasted through June. And then, of course, you know, July and August, there's just hardly any way that it isn't going to be hot. But we've had a lot more severe weather than we normally see during the summer. We've had just pockets of cool air that have dropped in on us, and we're going to see one of those over the weekend. When I say cool, it's all relative. Of course, our heat index has been in the triple digits for much of this week. We're going to see that dropping back to around 90. That's still hot, but it puts us back closer to normal. We take a look at Goldsboro. It looks absolutely beautiful. Look at the sun just peeking up over the building right now. There's a look at Fayetteville, our newsroom there. Pretty Glow and Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's camera there, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Yesterday, we were watching for the chance of some thunderstorms. Most of those did dive south into South Carolina. There was a thunderstorm warning, thunderstorm watches there. That's all pushed off the coast. We'll see this cold front sliding across our area today. Not as much moisture with this, so it's not likely to produce much in terms of showers or thunderstorms. We'll walk through today nice and bright up through lunchtime. A few passing clouds, and we couldn't rule out an isolated shower, but you can see things are looking pretty dry on this version of Futurecast. Maybe a little bit of low cloud cover for tomorrow. The one thing that we might see over the weekend, once our front comes through, our wind is going to start to have at least a northerly component to it, and that could drag down once again, some of the smoke from the wildfires in Canada. I checked with the Division of Air Quality. They're not going with poor air quality for us tomorrow, but it might become a little hazy, especially during the afternoon. 5 o'clock temperatures tomorrow will be right around upper 80s, and it'll feel like upper 80s. We'll see partly cloudy skies with very little chance for rain, looking at about a 30% chance. So 88 tomorrow, but feeling like 88, and 90 Sunday, feeling like 90 instead of feeling like 100 like it will this afternoon. So Saturday is going to be a great day to get outside to the pool, anything you've been hoping to do. Not too hot, nice humidity drop, and then a touch more humid on Sunday. We we could have a chance of a thunderstorm either day. It's a 30% chance Saturday, 20% chance on Sunday. You're probably going to have to start watering. You know, we had a lot of heavy rain, but that was more like a week ago, that last Friday. In the tropics, we still have Tropical Storm Don. It continues on the same path up into the North Atlantic and should fizzle out for us over the weekend. The next one we're watching, just a 30% chance that this develops here as it moves closer to the Leeward Islands. Again, we'll keep watching it. A much more pleasant weekend for us Saturday and Sunday, and those more pleasant temperatures continue into early next week. But summer is not over. We're back into the mid-90s again by Thursday, Brian.
All right, Elizabeth, it is now 6:21 as we take a look at traffic. We still have some lanes blocked out there on Wake Forest Road at 440 from an earlier crash. Consider using Six Forks or Capitol as good alternate routes this morning if you're trying to get onto 440 westbound. Also, getting reports of what sounds like a pretty serious crash on the northeast side of Raleigh, New Hope Road at Daly Road. That is just south of Trawick Road. We are seeing some pretty heavy delays right now on New Hope Road. Michael Grace is on his way to that scene. As soon as he gets there, we'll get some new information for you and hopefully some live pictures.
Brian, thank you. We still don't know who won that billion-dollar Powerball jackpot in California, but the winner isn't the only one benefiting from the money. Coming up, who else is getting a boost?
Also coming up at 7 on Today, Craig Melvin is one-on-one with Magic Johnson, one of the new owners of the Washington Commanders, in the basketball legend's first sit-down since buying the storied NFL franchise. He opens up to Craig about his vision for the team's future.
Here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Jamie Foxx appears to be living large months after a sudden trip to the hospital.
Yeah, Brian Trader is here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Foxx shared a new Instagram photo yesterday of himself outside of a Las Vegas hotel, and you can see him leaning on a gold race car with an online sports betting company logo on the side, and his caption said, "We got big things coming." This was the first photo that Foxx has shared of himself since some sort of a medical issue back in April.
It's still unclear exactly what that medical issue was, but there were tabloid reports that his health was worsening, and his daughter took to Instagram and said, look, no, he's been doing well. He's been out of the hospital for weeks. He's even playing pickleball, and according to that picture, he looks good.
Yeah, glad to see he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting our first look at Kim Kardashian's upcoming acting debut. FX released a trailer for American Horror Story Delicate, featuring the reality TV star alongside actress Emma Roberts and model Cara Delevingne. The show's 12th season premieres August 1st.
Yeah, you know she's been keeping up with the Kardashians since, what, 2007? But this is her first major television or film role, so it drops in August, so a lot of people are looking forward to see how she's going to do in a real TV setting.
And not a reality series.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Brian, thanks. It may be a while before we find out who bought the winning ticket for that billion-dollar Powerball jackpot, but California schools are also big winners. The state says the surge of ticket sales from this one game over the last 3 months generated tens of millions of dollars in funding for its public school systems, and that does not count money generated from other games.
The California Lottery raised nearly $80 million for public schools just from this one game, just from the last 3 months. That's something the voters asked us to start doing almost 40 years ago, and we are doing it.
The store where the winning ticket was sold also gets a nice cut, a $1 million bonus. The store owner in Los Angeles says she's still thinking about what to do with that money.
It's going to be a hot, sticky day for today, but over the weekend, we're going to see a nice little drop in our muggy meter. It'll feel more comfortable if you have outdoor plans. We'll talk more about it coming up.
The CEO of Pfizer is expected to visit the Pfizer plant that's in Rocky Mount later today after the tornado tore through the area on Wednesday. Coming up, I'll explain what's next for the thousands of people who are waking up this morning without a place to go to work.